I think anyone will. We don't have anybody. Not very many people that do it, but it's not a concern. Everybody knows why we're here. We're here to work. You guys are focused. There's not very many distractions up here in general. So take this opportunity and take care of work.
Thanks. Yeah. Just talk about all the offense. You guys are returning a lot of your stars from last year's defense. You got a new scheme going. You got some new guys in there. Just talk about all the offense.
Yeah. Everybody coming back. That's what you like to see. A lot of continuity built during the offseason. It's good to get back out there, have the pads, guys banging a little bit. I run around, legs feeling heavy on guys. But it's good work. And every day we want to get better. We know what our goals are. We want to play fast and one day at a time during camp.
How did Aaron look out there for you?
Look good. In team periods when I'm working with him, he look good. I don't get a chance to see some of the other drills, but I heard a lot of hooping and hollering from the fans, so that's always a good thing. But he looked good. He's had a great offseason. I know he's prepared and ready to go, and he's fired up just like everybody else on offense.
You guys feel like you're going to fly a little bit under the radar with every other team in your division getting a lot of media coverage. You guys had the quiet summer.
We're fine with that. We don't have a problem with that at all. I think over the past couple of years, we've had enough to take us for a while. So we'll take underneath the radar. Just focus on the football aspect.
Brian, is it nice to see the fans behind Aaron, given the way things were this time last year?
Of course. I think Aaron proved himself for the fans to be able to stand behind him and get that support. But it's always nice. And, it's good. We rally around that support. Fans don't know how important it is. So the fact that they rally around our quarterback, he's the general of this team. And we're going to go as far as he goes. And the confidence that he has is second to none. So we're riding behind him, everything, the ability that he has, and the fact that the fans are just even better.
Brian, I'm curious, how do you see the backup running back battle? Do you view that as a pretty good competition for us?
Absolutely. And I don't think we look at it as that. I think we look at it as just a community of backs that are all working and all can contribute at a high level. Brandon, Deshaun, to Craig, to Tyrell, they're all putting themselves in a position to play at a real high level. And I think it all makes us better, including me, the fact that we're all working, communicating with each other, making each other better, working on a little different thing from the first day, the things we can work on. So, like I said, as a backfield, just makes us all better, increases the competition, keeps guys on their toes, goes for a better backfield.
Would you be okay with a little bit of running back by committee then in the season?
I want to win. Whatever that takes to win, that means you're carrying the ball 30 times a game, 18 times a game, 22, whatever, whatever the coach is so comfortable with. Using me as a back, I'm ready to go. I'm in a position where shape-wise and condition-wise, I'm ready to go. Be that guy, I can carry the ball as many times as I need him to go, body-wise. We're just doing everything we can because, things happen. You never know how things are going to play out. So guys have to be ready to step in at any point, and that's what we expect.
It's beyond your control, but as far as the line in front of you, would you like to see that solidified halfway through the preseason game so you know who's going to be there?
It's not really a timetable, but of course, anybody. I think the coaches would too. But that's just because you want to have a continuity with who you're playing with from there, so you can get rolling fast. But guys have been in there. We fight and had guys working all through the offseason. This is the first step. I think everybody worked today. And guys were in there, moving around, fast body, first time with the pads on. So it's going to be a little step, maybe a gradual step. But guys are moving fast, and that's what you want. You want a tempo, really, to come in training camp and have a good tempo. We had that. We just want to improve every day.
Is there anything specifically that you want to work on for yourself in this camp? Anything you're focusing on?
A bunch of things, but just more consistency. Number one, staying healthy. But more consistency in all aspects. We just want to do more. What we did last year wasn't enough, so we got to do more on all aspects.
To my eye, that was the best looking I've seen an offense here in about 5 years in the first day. It looked like the timing was there really quick, in the first two 11 out of 11s, and maybe a little bit on the practice. And so I don't know if to take away from maybe, defense, the skills, kind of working it out a little bit. Usually defense gets the jump on the gun.
We are playing fast. This is the same offense we've been running. They've been running here for about 4 years, my third year. So we do feel comfortable in that we can play at a fast pace from day one. I think all the guys, doesn't matter who's in it, feels that way. So the fact that we can do that is something good, and that is a good thing. That's what you want. Of course, the defense, they're going to have their days. They're going to be. That's how training camp goes. They're going to be the days where we can get them a little bit, and then the days that they're going to get us. You want that ability. builds the competition. Of course, there's things we can definitely work on. We watched today's practice. We'll critique it a little more than you
guys.
But, yeah, we got, you know, well, there's definitely things we can work on. I think we got gradually better as the practice went on. Good work. It's always good work to come out there with an objective.
What do you think of the field? Looking around?
It was nice. I think guys are just kind of getting used to being running, you know, first time running on a new field is always something a little different. A little more bodies on the ground than I would like, just in general, just because, you know, you're not used to, guys aren't used to, number one, running in pads in a couple months and running on that field. So, you know, I think the fans liked it. They gave them an opportunity to kind of relax and not have to stand and everything, nice bleachers. So it's something cool. Give opportunity to watch practice and we can work.